The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. I'm glad you joined me today. We are your source of objective truth in a world of lies. Be sure to please subscribe to the podcast everywhere podcasts are found. You can start at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or go to TheCarlJacksonShow.com. That's TheCarlJacksonShow.com. Also, Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, you name it. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you find me on social media, True Social Getter, The Carl Jackson Show on True Social. And again, I want to thank my sponsors at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and his juggernaut manufacturing company known as MyPillow. They are offering a special for my listeners with their percale sheets, perfect for this time of year. Please help support them. Again, Mike Lindell is providing American jobs, American manufacturing. We can help him out. We know the left is going after him big time, kicking him out of all types of stores. Well, you can be that store. You individuals can be that store. So please support his company and also support my podcast by going to MyPillow.com. You can click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Carl to get this amazing special on these percale bed sheets. Queen size normally sell for $89.98. Now they're only $39.98 with my promo code, or call 800-858. That's 800-858-0263. Use that promo code. And again, if you use the promo code Carl, that applies to anything that's on special at MyPillow.com. Okay, guys, you will comply. That is the message that the Biden administration, that is the message that the left wants to send to you. You will comply. And make no mistake about it. Again, I reiterate this almost daily ad nauseum, I understand. But this isn't just about the Biden administration, the cratering polls, all this kind of stuff. It isn't about the Biden administration alone. It is about the left. It is about the Democrat Party. You will comply. One of the latest things that I want to talk to you about, and I mentioned it briefly a couple of days ago, but I didn't have the time to get into it the way that I wanted to and go through some of the details. But the Biden administration, in this build back better. It's a Green New Deal light, if you will, that Joe Manchin has signed on to, and hopefully Kyrsten Sinema won't, but she's mulling over things. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully Arizonians can put tons of pressure on her where she will back out, because all they need is a simple majority in order to make our lives even more miserable, spend more money in the midst of a recession. So if you think that Joe Manchin is for the little guy, apparently he got a sweetheart deal where some pipeline gets to be extended or put back online or something to that effect. If you think he's for the little guy, he's just proved you wrong. So make sure we send Joe Manchin, or you West Virginians, send Joe Manchin a packing in a couple of years. But let's get to what the IRS is doing. The IRS is going to hire 80,000 new agents if this bill goes through. 80,000 new agents. Hat tip New York Post, 80% of new IRS revenue will come from small businesses that are earning under $200,000, according to tax experts. Wait a minute. I thought this was a bill that was designed to soak the rich. I thought this bill was going to go after these major corporations that are trying to evade the IRS, evade taxation. They don't pay anything, right? That's what Karine Jean-Pierre said, and that's what the Biden administration staffers, Biden himself, has said. But the truth of the matter is they want to hire IRS agents to go after you. Let me frame this in a way in which I hope this will bring clarity to this issue. I want you to understand what the expansion of the IRS agency will be if, in fact, this bill goes into law, this new Build Back Broke bill that Joe mentioned sold middle class workers out on. I want you to understand that this is only an extension of the January 6th Select Committee. So for all of us that didn't go to Washington, D.C., all of us that didn't participate in any riot inside of the Capitol building or just happened to trespass and we aren't being held in prison, or jail for 18 months for stepping inside of freaking doors. For all of us that didn't go to the Capitol, for all of us that did vote for Trump in 2020, this is the Biden's administration's way of making sure they get to control you and intimidate you as well. So make no mistake about it, just to frame this correctly, you're not going to hear it anywhere else, but I want you to understand exactly what this is. This is an intention to expand the January 6th Select Committee hearing to go after more patriots, more Americans. That's exactly what this is about. That's exactly what they're doing. So again, so much for the rich paying their fair share. Let me give you some let me give you some stats, some information. So according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, this bill would throw an extra $80 billion to the IRS to improve the agency's collection of underreported income. Underreported income. So they're going to end up targeting small business owners to pay for this legislation. Now, I'm also going to tie into the fact that the IRS is buying up military equipment and ammunition. That's kind of scary. And they want to double, the Biden administration wants to double their workforce. That's pretty scary. What's the connection? The connection is you will comply. You will comply. $80 billion to improve the IRS. We're in the middle of a recession. You guys are going into debt. Household debt has increased $2 trillion under the Biden administration. $2 trillion. I don't know how much that equates to under every single household inside of the United States, but suffice it to say, I'm pretty sure that all of us have probably bought a Lexus that's not sitting in our driveway or our garage or, you know, if you live in an apartment or condo somewhere out in the parking lot. Absolutely insane. So much for the rich paying their fair share. The group estimates this this Joint Committee on Taxation estimates that between 78 and 90% of the estimated additional $200 billion the IRS will collect will come from small businesses, again, making less than $200,000. So some people hear this and they're like, Carl, oh my God. I mean, people that are making $200,000, they're so rich. No, their business brings in $200,000. So let's say, for instance, you run, I don't know, a small, you're a sole proprietor, perhaps, you know, just a single owner, or perhaps you have an employee, maybe even two, probably on a part-time basis because you can't afford anybody under the Biden recession. But let's say your business brings in $200,000 in revenue. Well, you haven't paid for your employees yet. You haven't paid workers' comp. You haven't paid for your expenses. So after you pay all of your expenses, you might be lucky as a business owner where you make $200,000 a year. You might be lucky to pull in $50,000 or $60,000 a year to pay for your own household expenses. So essentially, these small business owners are taxed twice. They're taxed on their small business and they're taxed on their personal income. So by the time they're taxed on their personal income, I don't know, maybe they make $30,000 or $40,000. See, people don't understand this is the way that this works. There aren't enough rich billionaires that the left can go after. By the way, they're partying with them, but there aren't enough billionaires for the left to go after. So Biden lied, small business is going to die. Just 4% to 9% would come from of this money would come from businesses making more than $500,000 a year. Just 4% of the money. 78 to 90% would come from smaller businesses. This is insane. The Biden administration knows that, one, if they go after small businesses, what can small businesses do or can't do that big or major corporations can do? Small businesses can't afford to hire a bunch of accountants and a bunch of lawyers to fight against the IRS. They're just going to comply because they have no choice. The IRS will make their lives completely miserable. Big corporations, again, can afford to hire anybody to get to figure out loophole after loophole to extend an audit to, you know, small business owners can't afford that. This is an attack on the working class. They are going to crush the working class, the middle class. This is what the left has to do in order to transform America into the socialist utopia, which will not be a utopia, which will be completely miserable. By the way, we're living through some of that misery right now. But what the left will try to do It's crushed the middle class. Why? Because the poor isn't going to fight against the establishment or the elites in Washington, D.C. The poor is going to try to get welfare from the elites in Washington, D.C. But the middle class, you can't control them. You can't control small business owners. Small business owners want their piece of the American dream. They want their piece of the American dream. So they're going to be more vocal. They're going to be more politically involved. They're going to donate to candidates. The left has to get rid of all of that. And that's exactly what the Biden administration is going to do. Again, there simply is not enough rich people to pay all of these taxes that the Biden administration claims they want. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to arm some IRS agents, and they're going to go after small business owners, and they're going to go after sole proprietors that say, you know what? I want to start a podcast, or whatever it is you may want to do. You know, I want to start a lawn business. I want to start this. So those people that are trying to start a business, trying to make their way, trying to have their American dream, they're going to be penalized for it. The American dream, the Biden administration wants to kill it, and they're going to use armed IRS agents in order to do it. 80%, over 80 of this new IRS revenue, small business owners are going to pay for this. Small business owners are going to pay for this. This is a quote from this Joint Committee on Taxation, one of the representatives. We've seen this play out before. The IRS says we're going after the rich, but when you're trying to raise that much money, the rich can only go so far. The poor are basically an easy target for the IRS for the reasons I've already stated. The wealthy can buy their way out of an audit. They can afford, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But if you can afford it, you can afford it. If you can't, you can't. And the IRS knows this. I'm sorry, the Biden administration and the left knows this. Remember Fast and Furious? Wrong example. Remember the Obama era? The Obama era was plagued with scandal. He lied, and he was talking about how his era, his presidency, wasn't plagued with scandal. It was plagued with scandal. Fast and Furious, where they literally, he and Eric Holder, ran illegal weapons in order to undermine the Second Amendment. Border agent Brian Terry ended up getting murdered by some of these weapons that the Biden administration, with the help of Eric Holder, were sending back and forth. Mexican cartels, drug cartels, getting their hands on this weaponry. And they wanted to make the case that American firearms were going across the border and killing people and all this, all to bring that back to the United States and try to undermine the Second Amendment. These people are evil. And then the IRS scandal, that's where I want to focus on. There was Benghazi. We won't talk about that right now. But then there was the IRS scandal. You guys remember the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner? I got to tell you, I was a part of that. I was blogging at the time. HolySlant.com was the name of the blog. You know, I think I was doing some radio appearances here and there, some interviews here and there, writing columns for not only for myself, but for some other outlets. And then I got audited. I'm a small business owner. I'd opened up a small janitorial service. Didn't even do well with it. The hours were just so crazy. We closed that down, and then later opened up a landscape service. I wasn't making lots of money at all at the time, but I end up being audited just out of the blue. And why? I was poking at Obama. I was writing columns against Obama. I was a peon. I was a nobody, but I was a part of that Tea Party movement. Not necessarily, I mean, I would go out to events and all this kind of stuff and just document it in writings and all that, in columns. And before you know it, I'm audited once. The very next year, I'm audited again. And then I'm having to sit there and pay for accountants that I can't afford to make sure that I don't go to jail. I have to barter work, labor, so on, et cetera, to make sure, because I couldn't afford them. This is exactly what's happening. Make no mistake about it. This is an attack against patriots. This is an attack on the working class. This is exactly what the Biden administration is doing. Even if small business owners think they're filing correctly, if the IRS says you missed something or you did something wrong, then what are you going to do? You go into this audit process. Even if you've done anything right, all they have to say is, no, you haven't. You go into an auditing process. This is how scary this stuff gets, or can get pretty quickly. The truth is, most small businesses aren't doing anything wrong. This, according to Daniel Bond, he's executive vice president at the Tax Foundation. He told the New York Post, we don't make the tax code simple, and the complicated tax code makes it difficult for small business owners to comply with all the requirements. Tell me who hasn't made a mistake filing their taxes. Tell me who hasn't made a mistake filing their taxes. But the IRS, well, the Biden administration and the Democrat Party, using the scapegoat that is Biden, Joe Biden, or the face that is Biden, is going to go after Trumpsters, are going to go after patriots, are going to go after working class citizens, because their goal is to crush you. Understand what the left is trying to do. A letter from the IRS saying that you owe more money when you're not even making that much money as a business could literally put you underwater, where you have to go into debt, cause you to let go of employees, causing more unemployment, or just say, you know what, I can't afford this crap, I'm packing it up. And that's exactly what they want to do. It can take months and even years to settle an audit from the IRS. Months or years. I mean, it took me several months. And then once one was complete, voila, the next year, and I'm audited again. Out of nowhere. It makes no sense whatsoever. Actually, it does. The left is coming after you. This is the new January 6th Select Committee. Make no mistake about it. The IRS, what the left wants to do, including the leftist Joe Manchin, he's not a moderate. He's complied. He's complied. Now, they want to make sure that you will comply. Hat tip, just the news. Representative Matt Gaetz introduces a bill to ban the IRS from acquiring ammunition. Why the hell does the IRS need ammunition? U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, right here from Florida, introduced a bill to ban the IRS IRS from acquiring ammo. The Disarm the IRS Act would ban the agency responsible for tax enforcement from purchasing ammunition after the agency has already stockpiled more than 5 million rounds. So this year alone, the IRS has purchased $725,000 worth of ammunition. This year alone. So Matt Gaetz says, and I quote, I'm not against stockpiling ammunition, but you shouldn't have to be a DC accountant to do it. Why are accountants stockpiling ammunition, military grade weaponry? He says you ought to be a mechanic from Pensacola, right? Right. We should have armed citizens. We have a Second Amendment. Why is this agency that shouldn't have as much power as it has? And where the hell are the Republicans doing something about this? To stop this nonsense, where are they? Unbelievable. So the Biden administration wants to disarm Americans. That's what this is about. They want to disarm Americans. They'll use even the IRS in order to do it. So they're going to, they want to bankrupt Americans, but they're disarming Americans. They want to try to disarm Americans. That's what Matt Gaetz is saying. You know, they're undermining the Second Amendment. We've got open borders, so people are going to need to protect themselves. They're emptying out prisons, so people are going to need to protect themselves. Soft on crime DAs all across the country. This is what the left is doing. And yet, we might not be able to own weaponry, but the IRS will be. The bill has to pass the House and Ways Committee before it goes to the full House. We'll have to see if that happens. The only reason you would arm the IRS is to build an additional level of intimidation against those that you don't like. The patriots. And how many firearms does the IRS have? Well, as of 2018, this is from an office report, there were 2,148 law enforcement officers working for the IRS's criminal investigation division. Why not have a criminal investigation division and then turn things over to local municipalities? I don't understand that. Well, I do, because they can be used as a political tool. The IRS can. They were armed with 4,461 weapons, including 15 fully automatic weapons, more than 5 million rounds of ammunition. So the division investigates potential crimes, criminal violations of the Internal Revenue Code and related financial crimes in a manner that fosters confidence in the tax system and compliance with the law, according to the IRS. So here's a quote from the IRS. The American system of taxation is based on the premise that all income is taxable, which includes illegally earned income. In many instances, proving that a taxpayer, what's illegally earned income? Okay, we can all agree that perhaps drug dealers are, but small business owners, are they? In many instances, proving that a taxpayer willfully attempted to hide income from the federal government is an integral part of proving other criminal activity, including fraud, money laundering, or Bank Secrecy Act violations. Criminal investigations continue to fulfill the important role of helping to ensure the integrity and fairness of our nation's tax system. Except it's not fair because, again, rich billionaires or rich people that can afford, upper income people that can afford accountants and lawyers can get past this auditing process. But if you're poor, if you're just trying to start a business, good luck. Good luck. Now, 2 years later, the 2018 stockpile has increased more. This, according to OpenTheBooks.com, the militarization of the U.S. executive agencies, including the IRS, having 2,159 special agents, spending of $21.3 million on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. This is what's happening more recently. So their stockpile is growing. So between fiscal years 2006 and 2019, they stockpiled more than 4,500 guns. The report notes that there are more federal officers with arrest firearm authority, with the IRS 200,000 than with the U.S. Marines. Guys, we're living in scary times. Police powers belong to your local municipalities, mostly cities, states, counties. That's where they belong. They don't belong at the IRS. I want you to understand what this is. This is nothing more than the Democrat Party, the radicals in the Democrat Party, creating a January 6th select committee for the rest of us that weren't in the Capitol. That's all this is. This is intimidation. You will comply. That's what this is about. Guys, listen, I'm going to be sitting in for Dennis Prager today. So if you're listening, I hope you can catch part of the Dennis Prager show today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Please, again, be sure to subscribe to my podcast everywhere podcasts are found. You can start at SalemPodcastNetwork.com. The Carl Jackson Show. Be sure to add the word. You see it behind me, The Carl Jackson Show.com. And you can find, you can find me there, Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble. Also, please be sure to find me on social media, wherever you are. Really love to build up those Instagram numbers. I really would like to build up Facebook, Twitter, you name it, all of them. And wherever you find me on social media, thecarljacksonshow.com. Take advantage of the limited supply of Perkel bed sheets that are available. Take advantage of this massive sale that MyPillow is having. 800-858-0263. Use the promo code Carl to get your Perkel sheets at a majorly discounted rate, or go to MyPillow.com. You can click on the radio listener square. Again, use that promo code Carl. Guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you. I appreciate you tuning in today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.